message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight, we are looking at something that is very wonderful, that is needed for you to experience wonders in your career, in your businesses, in your vocation, in your studies, and whatsoever you are doing. And what is that thing? That thing is called diligence. Diligence for signs and wonders. That thing is called diligence. And I'll be using a particular scripture often tonight. That's the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. Say, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Yes. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, and serving the Lord. The opposite of slothfulness is diligence. When a man is slothful, that person lacks diligence. Diligence is very fundamental and vital to living a life of signs and wonders. A life without diligence is a life without purpose. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The Bible says something there. It said, the hand of the diligent will bear rule. The hand of the diligent will bear rule. But the slothful shall be under tribute. The slothful shall be under tribute. I want you to know that the slothful will be put under pressure, while the diligent will bear rule. For you to rule, it means you have authority. For you to rule means that you have dominion. For you to rule, it means that you have power. For you to rule, it means that you have resources. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1 verse 10 says something there. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Therefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Therefore, brethren, give diligence, give diligence, give diligence. Your calling here is not only your calling to Christendom, not only your calling to salvation, not only your calling to service, also your calling in your various vocations, your calling in your various businesses, your academics. Say, give diligence, give diligence, give diligence. Be all more diligent. Some version says, be all more diligent to conform to your calling and your election. Praise the Lord. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. In other words, if you are not diligent, failure is sure. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That means he that is not diligent is treading the path of failure. May we not experience failure in this year 2019 in the name of Jesus. What is diligence? Many may think that diligence is just hard work. It's more than just ordinary hard work. It's more than that. Diligence, number one, is a strong determination to succeed. The strong determination to succeed. Number two, diligence is a steady, earnest, careful effort put together to achieve set goal. I take that again. Diligence is a steady, earnest, careful effort put together to achieve set goals. Number three, diligence means to be industrious, to be active with accuracy. To be industrious, to be active with accuracy. Not just being active. Not just being active. You can be active and be active to nothing. Hello? If you turn the ignition of a vehicle on, and you are revving the vehicle, the engine of the vehicle is active. And because it's active, three things will happen. Number one, the engine will consume fuel. Number two, the engine will become hot. Number three, the engine will produce energy. But if you don't engage the gear, the engine will never move into motion. So a lot of people are active, but they are not accurate. They are not putting the activeness into action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four, diligence means to be sold out to a task, to a goal, an ambition, and to a vision. To be sold out to a task, to a goal, to an ambition, and to vision. Praise the Lord. Number five, diligence means to be hardworking with excellence. Not just ordinary hardworking. Hardworking with excellence. Please, if you are here, you are not with your notebook or biro, you can borrow. Because tonight, in a short period, I'll just be taking us through something. Praise the Lord. Diligence means to be hardworking with excellence. To persevere in doing the right thing. To persevere in doing the right thing. And we must understand that diligence is required and is important in our work and in our relationship with God. Diligence is required in our work and in our relationship with God. In fact, you cannot serve God effectively if you are not a diligent person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul the Apostle said something in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. 1 Corinthians 15:10. It says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all." Can you see that? I labor more abundantly. I labor more abundantly. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Praise the Lord. To walk with God, you must be diligent. Because our God is not a slothful God. In fact, our God hates slothfulness. God hates slothfulness. And the Bible is littered with scriptures that talks about what will become of a slothful man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why he charged us in Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business. Fervent in the spirit. Serving the Lord. And I pray that God will bless you tonight as you move away from slothfulness, sluggishness, to diligence in the name of Jesus. Why do we require diligence for signs and wonders? Why do we need diligence for us to experience wonders in our careers, in our vocations, in our businesses? Number one is diligence is required in order for you to rule in life. In order for you to rule in life, you need diligence. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful will pay tribute." To rule, like I said earlier, is to be in control. Is to be in charge. In charge of what? In charge of situations around you. In charge of what? In charge of resources. In charge of what? In charge of your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your life is not just a leaf. A leaf. L-E-A-F. Am I correct? Aha. You know, there's a Yoruba adage that says, if breeze is blowing in the forest, the tree and the leaves will blow. They'll be moving. Your life is not like that. You are not a piece of leaf or a piece of green plant that blows. When the wind blows this way, it goes that way. When it blows back, it goes back. No. Our life is for a purpose. Praise the Lord. And we must understand that we cannot be moved here and there. You must be focused. So for you to rule in life, you must understand that diligence is required. You are created for signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hence, we must resolve to be diligent in order for us to ensure our calling and our election to make sure that it comes to pass. In order for your destiny to be fulfilled. Number two. Diligence is the pathway to excellence. Diligence is the pathway to excellence. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business?" Can you see that? "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men." Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He will stand before kings and not just ordinary people. As a student, when you are diligent with your studies, you are going to stand among the elite, the scholars. You won't just be ordinary. Praise the Lord. Some weeks ago, I read about a young lady that broke some record in one of the leading tertiary institutions in this country, medicine in particular, to be precise. The lady had these 7 or 9 distinctions in MBBS. So I got curious that, you know, doctors don't have a grade like a 2-1, 2-2, like that. I think it's just distinction and pass. And this girl had 9. Anatomy, distinction. Physiology, distinction. General medicine, distinction. This one, distinction. And she took a snap with her parents and they arranged all, is it 9 or 11? So much. I said, how would this, if there is no other person in the department that only this person cleared this whole thing. And I called my kids. I said, I want to read something to you. Come and see somebody. And you know, I was twice proud because of the state of origin of the girl. I was very proud. So I said, come. I said, come and see. Where we came from, we are always excellent. So inside of you, there's excellence. You are a child of God. The Spirit of the living God is in you. And if God knows the whole world, created the whole world, it means in your DNA, in your bloodstream, in your brain, in everything in you, you have the attributes of God. The Bible in fact says, ye are gods. In other words, it means that we must excel. But we need a sickle of diligence for us to bring out that thing which God has deposited in our life. Forget that you are from whatever state. You can be from the state where they don't go to school. The fact that you belong to Christ has translated you from an ordinary person to a supernatural being. Praise the Lord. But even at that, if you don't put diligence to work, you won't get anything. So you must be diligent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A diligent man does not do things casually. In fact, there is no casual approach to life around a diligent man or a diligent woman. Casual approach to life will only lead to a life of frustration. I want to tell you this. To have an unusual testimony, you must not be casual about life. You must live an unusual life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Casual approach, it doesn't matter. I will do it tomorrow. It's not required now. It's not needed now. In fact, I forgot, but I will do it. I learned something from Papa, and I've been practicing it. And I tell you, it has been helping me. When Papa wants to do something, it is with an approach of excellence. What I mean an approach of excellence is on time, on point, perfect. It's not that it's only on time. It must be excellent. It must be perfect. And that on timeness must be accurate also. There is this approach, I don't know how to explain it, that he has about doing things. And I tell you that approach brings about success. And it is evidence in his life. So we don't need to go far to see an example. Praise the Lord. So you can't be casual about your approach to life and you expect an unusual result. No, you cannot be casual in your business and you expect an outstanding turnover. No. I remember when I first got relocated down to Ilorin. My first encounter of going to the market, my wife hasn't joined me then. When I got down, I asked, where are the market? Because I just got an apartment after 1 week of arriving, and I don't eat out, so I said, I want to cook. So they told me, go to so and so place. I won't mention the name of the market. And I felt, okay, let me quickly dash there in the morning, get some stuff, then dash to the office. And in the evening, I can quickly get home and do the thing. And I got there. The whole place was locked. I said, is this the market? He said, this is the market. I said, where are the people? They said, they will soon come. At 8 o'clock! As if that was not enough. When my wife came, one day she wanted me to help her buy a particular brand of drinks for the kids. So I just assumed that by 9 a.m. she told me where I would get it. I won't mention the name of the market, not far from here. By 9 a.m. if I get there, I'll get. So I took permission from the office. I said, I just want to get something around somewhere here. And when I got there, 9 a.m., shop was locked. This is life story. Shop was locked. I called, I said, look, I don't understand these people. Because where we were coming from, 6 a.m., first round of market is over. How many of you know that place? Hallelujah. And that is why the economy of that place and the economy of this other place is not the same. There is a center of excellence and there is a center of... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The difference is diligence. It's not about resources. Hello? It's not about resources. The nation Israel is in the desert. I mean, practically, whatever way you want to call it, desert. I tell you, they feed the whole of the Middle East. They are even feeding their enemies. People that are throwing bomb on them, they are the one feeding them. They give them apple. They give them olive. They give them electricity. A desert. Diligence. Brethren, diligence will change your story. It will create wonders out of nothing. It will create signs out of unseemly situations. Things that seem that it will not work. Yesterday, Mama talked about Jacob. Jacob is one of the most diligent person in the Bible. Very diligent. Very diligent. And I tell you, it was his diligence that led him to know that, look, certain things don't just happen. Brethren, when you are diligent, you excel in life. My time is going fast, so I want to rush up now. Hallelujah. Diligence brings riches and honor. Diligence brings riches and honor. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4 says something. He who has a slack hand becomes what? Becomes poor. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Hallelujah. Riches and honor answers to diligence, not to slothfulness, not sluggishness, not laziness. You must know that great wealth comes not from great IQ. It's not about your IQ. You can have an IQ coefficient of 115 and they call you genius, but you are not diligent. It doesn't translate to anything. Hallelujah. Great beauty does not amount to riches. Hello? But with diligence and perseverance, you get wealth. We live in a world of instant everything, immediate, now, quick. You know, I pity those that are born now that don't have certain mentality. There are people that are born in the days of ATM that just believe that you put this one plastic and money comes out. They don't know that you work and you put the money there before you get the thing out. Sometimes my daughter will say, Daddy, I want to tell you something. I said, what is that? There's a new place they just opened in Tanker 3 days ago. I said, the name is Dominions. I said, where? She started describing. Sincerely, I don't know where the place is. But she described it and she said, when you are coming back, can you get us pizza? Pizza. I said, yes, it's not only pizza. I'll get something more. It's not that I can't get pizza. I can get pizza. But I need to let her know that to get pizza, you have to sweat. Hello? Yeah. We need to let people know. Sometimes when people come and say, can I have this? Not that you can't give, but you need to educate people. A lot of people these days work in instant, and that instancy takes them to spiritual also. Mama was talking yesterday that people believe that prayer is when I need it, I go to God and say, Baba God, oh yeah, speak, I need it, give me, collect, I go. Doesn't work that way. Our God is not ATM. In fact, even if you are, you have to put something in your bank account. You can't go to an empty ATM and you have a zero deposit and you put and say, 2,000. You say, insufficient balance. They give you insufficient balance. Praise the Lord. So you must have deposited something for you to get something. We need to have this understanding that for you to excel, you must have put in something. Excellence don't come from wishes. I'm just wishing. No, it doesn't come that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This mentality has misled a lot of people. That's why a lot of people died premature death, because they want everything instant. They don't want to put in a cycle of hard work. Diligence will pay you for a lifetime, and laziness will pay you for now. Papa always says this. There are two pains. The pain of what? Paying the price. And the pain of regret. May we not have the pain of regret in the name of Jesus. Rather pay the price. Pay the price in the place of diligence. Pay the price in the place of prayer. Pay the price in the place of study. As a student, be diligent with your academics. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. It applies both to the physical and the spiritual. As a student, study to show thyself approved. A student that doesn't need to be afraid when the examination is coming. Oh, we say, set any question, I'm ready. It's diligence. You know, a lot of people fall sick towards exams period. And I used to make jest of them. You fall sick during exams period, it means you are not very serious. Yeah. Because if you are very serious, you should know I'm writing an exam. If you have been feeling headache, treat malaria or treat something that you know is wrong and get yourself prepared. Praise the Lord. What causes the sickness? It's not malaria. It's fear. F-E-A-R. That's what causes it. Emotional psychology. Emotional breakdown, instability, they start shaking and malaria will come. Maybe the parasite is there, fine. But by the time the immune system starts breaking down because of the anxiety, the malaria will take hold and the person will start shaking. Some people will even wish to fall sick so that the lecturer can have pity. Hallelujah. I pray for somebody here tonight. You are free from every spirit of laziness and slothfulness in the name of Jesus. Many have this shortcut mentality. I tell you, shortcut will shut down your destiny. It will not shut down your destiny in the name of Jesus. Number four, without discipline, you cannot fulfill your destiny and purpose. Without diligence, destiny fulfillment and purpose in life can be destroyed. Proverbs chapter 24, I read verse 30. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30, I read, I went to the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, verse 31, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and needles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I consider it well, and I look upon it, and receive instruction. Verse 33, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an harmed man. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Nothing is more disastrous as not able to fulfill your destiny. I want you to know that there is nothing called luck for great destinies. There's nothing like luck for people that achieve greatness in life. Your destiny is in your hand, just like Papa was saying. Every man is the architect of his own life or his own destiny. Your destiny cannot be placed on the probability of chance, which is called luck. The probability of chance is called luck. And that probability may be infinitesimal. And it may not fall on your lot. Praise the Lord. And that's why you must put in the sequel of diligence. Quickly, how to be diligent. How do we achieve diligence? Number one, don't be lazy. Choose not to be lazy. Choose not laziness. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 19, that the way of a lazy man is like an edge of thorns. But the way of the righteous is made plain. A lazy man or a lazy woman is preparing the room of failure. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number two, be spiritually fervent. Those who are fervent spiritually will naturally be diligent. There is a connection between spiritual fervency and diligence. Hello? Most often, when you see somebody who is spiritually fervent, most often, that person will be diligent. Because it takes diligence for you to wake up at 4 a.m. to pray. It takes diligence for you to know I need to study 15 chapters of the scripture. It takes diligence for you to know I want to do this thing that is edifying spiritually. I'm reading 3 books, spiritual books, this month. Now, you know, see, as you practice those things in the spiritual, the grace to translate it to the physical is released unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I don't want us to confuse spiritual fervency. Don't confuse it with faith. They are two different things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, be a man or a woman of vision. Without vision, there is no passion. Without vision, you wander aimlessly here and there. It is your vision that gives you your drive. It is your drive that gives you your diligence. It is your vision that gives you your drive. It is your drive that makes you diligent. It is your drive that makes you diligent. It is your drive that makes you diligent. As a student, if you have the vision that you want to pass out with first class, that gives you a certain drive. It is that drive that makes you to be diligent. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four, follow after diligent leaders. Follow after leaders that are diligent. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, without counsel, plans go awry. Without counsel, without purpose, are disappointment. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Another version says, without counsel, plans go awry. They go AY. But when there is counsel, they are established. Praise the Lord. Plans fail when there is no counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. I love this. Follow after diligent leaders. There are leaders, there are people who are diligent and they have proofs. They have proofs of it, not diligent with mouth. There are Bible, visible proofs. Follow after. You don't necessarily have to be with them. You can follow after via their books, via their tapes. You don't even need to go far. We have one in the house. Our papa, the senior pastor, is a good example of a very diligent man. Highly diligent, very successful man of God. Successful as a man of God. Successful in business. Successful in the home front. Successful all around. So you don't need to work far to see, to know. Just follow. And you know what? It's easier to follow than to create the path. How many of us know that it's easier to follow? It's much far easier and cheaper to follow. You know, learning from the errors of others is cheaper than making the errors. If somebody has made an error, and you say, okay, I won't do it that way because this person did it. The person may not even tell you how much he or she has lost. You have avoided it. It's cheaper. So just follow leaders, people who have proven evidence, and you can see the spirit of diligence in their lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is your role model? Who is your role model? Paul the apostle said, follow me as I do what? As I follow Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a diligent man. Bible says we arose several times and he arose early in the morning to go and pray. But there was a time they were looking for him. He said, why are you looking for me? I'm doing my father's business. I'm doing my father's business. This is the business and I'm doing it. Praise the Lord. I didn't read anywhere in the scripture. They said Jesus Christ was just lounging around. Just walking aimlessly. It's not possible. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. So as our leaders follow after Christ, we also follow. And I tell you, this is the easiest way. It's so easy. Just follow. Just follow. May you receive the grace to follow in the name of Jesus. I said, may you receive the grace to follow in the name of Jesus. As I round up tonight, I want you to know that two are better than one because they have the good reward for their labor. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And I tell you, as you follow, it makes things easier, smoother for you. Tonight, as we drop slothfulness and we pick the garment of diligence, may God release unto us the grace for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Make up your mind. Take a decision that I will be 3 times more diligent than I was last year. And I can assure you that God is going to give you wonders in the name of Jesus. I'll be more diligent spiritually. I'll be more diligent in my academics. I'll be more diligent in my business. I'll be more diligent in my career. I'll be more diligent in my calling. I'll be more diligent in my election. And I pray that as you do this, you will enjoy the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet tonight?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.